Our Father, we're grateful to you today for the privilege of being in your house among your people. We thank you for the praise that has already been given you, because you're worthy of all the praise and honor and glory that human beings can provide. Thank you for your word, even that I've chosen to share with us today. It is my prayer that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I pray, Lord, that there will be listening ears today. Speak to those who are attentive to your word. Help us, Lord, who may need to examine themselves to see whether their relationship with you is intact. Thank you now and praise you in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I'll be reading two scriptures today, the first of which is Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and following. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse 14, which speaks of those who came back to Jerusalem. Names were given of about 120. And it said that these all continued with one accord, in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers in Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in the proper name, Asela Damah, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishoprock let another take. Wherefore these men which were accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and among us, beginning with from the baptism of John until the same day he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas and surnamed Justus and Matthias. And they prayed and said unto the Lord, which knoweth the hearts of all men, show whether of these two should have been chosen, thou hast chosen, that he may take part of the ministry of an apostleship, from which Judas by transgression failed, that he might go to his own place, and you know where that is. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell among Matthias, and he was numbered with the apostles. I want to talk today about the missing member. Some of us can be present, or anybody can be present in the body, but their mind is somewhere else. I'm not talking about necessary physical presence, but I'm talking about having a relationship with the one who paid our sin debt. Making sure, like these children were singing, I know him. There are too many people in the church of the living God who joined the church, spent some time, and somebody said, I came to Jesus as I was and went back like I came. There are too many that are present physically, but not engaged in the work of the kingdom of God. The worst case ever listed in this regard has to do with Judas. Judas Iscariot is the most tragic character of all the Bible. One cannot read about Judas without feeling repulsion. He is ever to be associated with the horrible deed of betraying Jesus Christ, which some men call the darkest deed in human history. He is the chief of betrayers. It's hard to believe that his full name, Judas Iscariot, means praise and place. His name means praise, and his location means place. In the last message, the emphasis was on the faithful exercise of the apostles and followers. The emphasis and explanation today is found is the formal expulsion of an apostate, the final ending of the life of Judas, who was one of the chosen disciples. I pray today that we will have open minds and look retrospectively in our own hearts to determine for sure our relationship with God and with the church. A song comes to my mind that really blesses me. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the chosen one shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I will be there. My heart's desire is that every person under the sound of my voice and every person under the sound of any voice proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to make sure that you know that you know that you know you have a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus mentioned in Acts in Matthew that I just read, that reminds us to make sure that we have everything right. He says it in advance. Judas was aware of it. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. There are too many people in the body of Christ that don't do the will of God. They're not available. They are absent without leave. They hang around, but unfortunately do not engage themselves in the work of the kingdom of God. We're not saved to sit, soak, and sour. We're saved to serve a living Savior. It's troubling to me even to consider these verses. The prophecy of his sin, the first thing we see. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part in this ministry. Now watch this. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. What this is really saying is that he was engaged in the ministry, right along with all the rest of them, unsaved as he could be, but engaging in the work, looking good, but not having a right relationship with God. I'm glad that I can sing that song, Saved, Saved, Saved. Saved by his power divine and saved to new life sublime, and life now is sweet, and my joy is complete. Because the most important thing that could ever happen in a human being's life is to have a right relationship with Jesus Christ and to serve him faithfully. He was numbered with us. Now, Peter, there are some who said that replacing this 12th member shouldn't have been done by Peter. They said Peter rushed to that assignment, but they must not have read the scriptures. Peter said, "Men, brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus." Psalm 69:25 and Psalm 109:8, verse 8, says that this is predict that this is going to happen. There would need to be a replacement for one of those 12 disciples, which was Judas. Now, it amazes me how you can be active and not be saved. Peter decided to do something about the missing member of the apostolic ranks. Peter said he was numbered with us, listen to this, and obtained part in this ministry. Now keep in mind, he's not saved. He had been their friends. He had hung out with the other 11. He had carried the bag. He liked carrying the bag. I guess y'all got that right. Oh, he liked doing that. Money man, you know what I'm trying to say. He even handled the money. My direction in all of this today is for every one of us that need to take an introspective look. Are we saving or serving just to be serving, or do we know that we are part of the body of Christ, carrying out our own personal responsibility? Look, he had been their friend. He had carried the bag. Listen, he had ministered to the poor. Oh, he was busy, but not blessed, because he did not know the one that paid the sin debt. Listen, he preached the gospel. I'm talking about Judas, an unsaved preacher proclaiming the word of God. That's not all. Preach the gospel, heal the sick. That's amazing. He had a part in all of this ministry. Everything the other 11 were doing, he was doing too. And I'm not talking about missing in action. I'm talking about missing a relationship. And there are too many people in the church, not this one, of course, that really don't know the Lord. They just think it's a nice thing to go to church, a good decision to go to church. I'm not through with Judas yet. Imagine this. Preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons. I'm talking about Judas that betrayed Jesus. Lord have mercy. Well, I'm going to go on. First of all, he had seen countless miracles. Jesus turning water to wine, raising folk from the dead, all of this. And yet knew all the time that he wasn't real. If there's anything that we ought to want to be real about, that's why I did the verse of that song, "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound," can you say this? "And time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the chosen ones are gathered over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder." Can you say yes? With certainty, knowing surely, absent from this body, present with God. Well, we'll move on. He listened to his wonderful words of life, everything Jesus was saying, all the way through the Gospels. He had broken bread at the Lord's table. It was there that it was discovered that he betrayed him. And here he is dipping in the tree. My concern is that people be saved. I know there are songs like, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. But the bad, good news is that everybody can go there. But it requires a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If you can confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me this. Why on earth? It just doesn't make any kind of sense that you're going to do everything that every other apostle was doing. And yet knowing all the time, and he's one that sat at the communion table and kissed Jesus with a kiss of betrayal. All I'm really trying to say here is that we need to be saved. We need to serve the Lord with gladness because of what he has done for us. If we have not been saved, he has not done what he had died for us to do. Salvation is available to everyone. All we have to do is accept what already has been done. I'm glad today that Jesus paid the sin debt. And I want to tell you, he didn't pay down on it, he paid in full. Most everything worth anything that I got, I had to pay incrementally. Pay a little bit right now and keep on hoping I'll finally get through with it. But I'm telling you, when he died and rose again, he declared that salvation is available to every person in the world if they put their faith and their confidence. Well, we're talking about all these different things about the publicity of his sin. Look what it says. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in their proper name of Seladema. That is said, the field of blood. And it is, everybody knew about it. It became public knowledge of what this person had done. My wonder is how many lives were changed because they realized what had occurred in the life of this lost man serving God. Well, I'm going to close. We see the punishment of his sin, for it's written in the book of Psalms, let this habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his home let not another take. There are serious consequences from not knowing Jesus. I tell you, it warms my heart to hear children sing, I know him. They sing like they know him. I'm glad about that. Some of them have come to know Jesus Christ even as children. And no wonder there's so much power in their singing, because they have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You do know that Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe, and sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. I know what I'm talking about. I've been knowing the Lord a long time, and I've been through dangers, toils, and snares, and ups and downs, and in and outs, and difficulties, and troubles, and trials, and tribulation. But he never, ever leaves us and never, ever forsakes us. He'll be there for us. Through all the dangers, whatever we experience, nobody can do you like Jesus can do you. Nobody ever loved anybody like Jesus loved everybody. And let me tell you, he loved everybody. He so loved the world. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad I know him. I wish everybody else knew him. I'm glad I serve him. And I wish everybody else served him, because they know him and love him and will take their own assignment. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. Last night, I was sick. I just could not figure out how I'd be able to make it today. Coughing all night long, throat sore, couldn't sleep. But you know what? I just had to get here today. God has been too good to me. Oh, yes, he has. All along my life journey, he has supplied every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, I want everybody to be a part of the family of God because he loves every one of us. I was feeling real bad, but the Lord knew my heart. Before I got through praying, I already knew I was coming. Yes, no matter about the feeling, I'm going. My wife getting her clothes together, I'm getting mine together. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm glad to be in the house of God. And I want to tell y'all something. I've been blessed this morning. All these wonderful songs being sung, I've been blessed today. I'm glad I woke up this morning, and I'm glad I had my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm glad about that. I'm glad to be a part of this church. I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. Does anybody want to join me being glad in the house of God today? Give God some glory, some praise, some honor. He's worthy of all the praise and honor that can be given to him. Amen. 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 Invitation time. In the house of God. Don't be the missing member. Don't be the missing member. If you are not here, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you've heard the word of God preached. Jesus died to save you. We invite you to come. Congregation, sing. Be a part of this church family. Counselors are out there to meet with you, encourage you, and help you to know what to do, the steps to take. We don't know from one day to the next, what might happen in our lives. Amen. The word of God is true. Amen. He loves you and wants you to be a part of his family. Let's stand together and sing our invitation of sin. Today. Continue playing. Gracious Father, I pray that your spirit will speak to those who have listening ears. Where there's doubt, Lord, I pray that you will arrange for them assurance. To be able to say that this one thing I know, where I was blind, now I see. Lord, we need to have perfect assurance of our salvation. And I pray now, Lord, that should there be anyone not be held back by the enemy who does not want anybody to be saved. Oh, gracious Father in heaven, I pray now that every ear that's listening right now, if there should be any action taken, that they'll be bold enough, wise enough to go ahead and make that choice. Thank you, Lord, for your presence among us today, which is so evident that it cannot be denied. Bless now the remaining portion of this invitation and this service. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Have a seat, please, for a moment. We have Mike Hattie.